This call is being recorded.
Hello, boys.
Hey, Tom. Ken here.
I see. I'm glad that you've joined us. Jordan, hello. We're going to give it a few more minutes. I just hung up the phone with Patrick. I'm expecting Patrick. I know Jason will be on. We just got to see who else is on. I know it's July and everything's crazy. So, hi, John. Hey, John. Before we get started, do you have any other? Are we caught up to date in terms of the website and the minutes out there on the website for our minutes?
You know, Tom, I was just looking at that. I think we're probably down to, I have them. I don't know that I got them with Jason. I also noticed I didn't update the Constitution, but I got to do that. Let me check here. Minutes. We are, I need to put in April.
Well, I think we had May because we skipped June. We had a brief meeting in May. And I don't know if we have a recording from May. What I would say, and I'll tell Jason to do this, is maybe just put the link to the YouTube video for the minutes. Because did you record minutes for the April meeting? I don't remember if you did.
Yes. I'm sorry. I did the annual member meeting. I did.
Okay. All right. Good.
April. I have May's unofficial business.
Right.
If you want that too.
Yeah, I would put May's unofficial, and I'd put April's minutes up, and then we'll be caught up.
Well, I'll do it.
All right. I'm just going to give it another minute or two. The meeting's not going to be very long today, guys. I've got a few things that we've got to get through and an announcement, and then we'll bolt until next month. But we needed to have this call. So give me a few more minutes to see who else can join us. I literally just hung up with Patrick, so I don't know why. You know. Oh, he's in. Patrick, can you hear us? I see what he's doing. He's calling in. All right, Patrick's on. Let me get Jason, see what he's doing.
Tom, are you talking?
No, I was making a noise with my hand.
Okay, because it was showing that you were talking and wasn't hearing anything.
Sorry. Just waiting for Jason. I want to see if he'll pop in here in a minute.
Oh, Tom, while you're there, Let me know how many tickets you need for that game.
It's just going to be 3.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Patrick, is that you?
It is me.
Oh, good. I just need Jason real quick to jump in, and then we'll go. We'll be off and running. The reason for the delay is why I'm not starting it. I want to give Jason the opportunity to jump in, and then we don't have a very long meeting. There's some things we're going to cover real quick, and we'll be out of here. So thanks for calling in, those of you who did on time. We'll start in just a second. I know Jason is just about ready to move into his place, so I don't know if he's got stuff he's getting done, but if he doesn't join us here in a few minutes, then we'll get started.
He's making sure my tree is ready.
Your tree? He's putting a tree in for you?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a purpose for it. We've decided that when it's time for me to go on to the chapter eternal, he wants to put me under a tree on his property. So he's picking one of them. We've been going back and forth on Facebook with some pictures. One of them, he had an uprooted tree laying over on its end. And I brought to his attention that that tree was a member of SAE and had nothing to do with us. So,
oh, that's freaking great.
So he's looking for a tree for me.
Yeah, I Bob had a conflict, so he's not going to be joining us. And then the other guys, I don't know where they are. I just want to give it one more minute. He hasn't. I texted with him yesterday, so I know he knows, and I was expecting him. He's like my security blanket when I have these meetings. So don't tell him I told him something nice about him. All right. I'm going to jump in just in the interest of time, and hopefully he'll join us. But I am going to call this meeting of the Alpha Rho Alumni Chapter July meeting to order now. Where am I? Brother John George, will you please take a roll?
Bob Loffner, Anthony Grayley, Ken Burko.
Here.
Patrick Farley.
Here.
Jordan Feathers.
Here.
Craig Winkleman. Jason Hyatt. John's here. Patrick Folio.
Here.
Eric Baldwin. Matt Lotha. Tom Begley.
Present. Okay, thank you. We
have 5 of our 9 executive board members, so we do have quorum.
Okay, great. That's perfect. I don't think we got a vote, but that's good to know. It's an official meeting. Can I have a motion to dispense of the reading of the last minutes, please?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, any opposition? Moved by Patrick Farley, second by Ken Burko. No opposition. Okay. I'm going to dispense with the normal order of business and just go over a few quick things. One, I just want to get an update on how we're coming with the Journey of Hope regional visits. I know that Charlotte and Pittsburgh are the ones that are have responded that they're going to be doing something. Pat, Bob sent me a note yesterday saying that they're on track with their friendship visit when they come in. Patrick Farley was able to secure $400 worth of gift cards to Panera, which I know that they're going to love. That's huge. So they're in good shape. The only thing that I'm going to communicate to Bob is that we've got to get the communications out now about the friendship visits and try to secure as many people there as we possibly can. So thanks for what you guys have done up there, and that's fantastic. Ken, you're doing a killer job. Why don't you just give us a little update on what's happening in Charlotte?
So, obviously we have the national headquarters here in Charlotte. I've been communicating with Joey Smith, who is the program manager for the Southern Route, and there are going to be 37 riders coming through Rock Hill, South Carolina. I believe it's on August 3rd. My plan is to meet them there and have lunch for them at the Velodrome, which I think is like a circular racetrack for bicycles. It's not something I've ever encountered before, but from what I've seen online, it looks pretty sweet. Cool. But we're going to get them Jimmy John's and have some sandwiches for them and serve them lunch over there. Hopefully I'll be able to get a couple of the local guys here in Charlotte to join me for a picture opportunity and let these guys tell some of their story. I've hit a little bit of a low point with my fundraising. I'm at just under $300, and I'm hoping to get to five. I just recently reached out to Geisler and Harbert to see if I can get them to write me a little blurb that I can forward out to the Carolina region to see if I can get some more fundraising dollars coming in. Maybe if they can give me some sort of a little personal story, I can get a little burst there. I think John George was going to do something, or Jason was going to do something on Facebook for me with just the Carolinas region to get a couple dollars coming in, folks who I don't have email addresses for. But we got a couple weeks left. We're moving along. And, you know, if we get to the point where we don't cover it, I'm confident that a couple of the guys that have already donated would be willing to kick in a little bit more to make sure we get to our number.
Absolutely.
So that's where we're at.
That's fantastic. Great idea with Jeff and Harbert. That's really good thinking, and I appreciate that. Just keep me posted, and also just remember, when you do have that final list of donors, can you please make sure you forward that on to Patrick and to JG should have it too, but Patrick needs it, Hyatt needs it, and John needs it.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much. Really good stuff there. To kind of piggyback on that, I've had a few correspondence with Basil Lyman and their another one of the Ability Experience Director of Development, Andrew Batznick, about what we're going to be doing for the upcoming academic year, 17-18 academic year. Basil had some really nice things to say about our efforts over the course of the last couple of years. They received the contribution that we sent down, the 1,000 plus the additional 350, Patrick. Is that what we sent down? I think it was 1,350 total what we sent down to the Ability Experience for our share this year, and they're really happy about that. I'm going to be working with them to get is that right, Patrick? 1,350?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, because the sign says I'm muted and I have no idea. Yes, that's correct. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thank you. The plan is to try to find a few different opportunities throughout the course of the next year in each one of the regions to do something interactive and volunteer oriented with the Ability Experience. They do a number of different types of projects. For instance, last year in Baltimore, the DC region did a wheelchair accessible build for a for just a homeowner in the area that was in need that one of the chapters identified. And they went out and did that. And that was an opportunity for people in the area to do that. So our thought was is to find a project in each one of the areas for each one of the regional coordinators to, you know, in several months in advance, get a bunch of people to come out and help with that 1 or 2 day build for a project like that, or to interact at a facility, something along those lines. So I think that will put us in good stead with them. So looking forward to that. I'll get that information out as soon as I have the opportunity to hammer that out with the Ability Experience team. I next want to turn my attention to homecoming. I know it's July and October, the middle of October seems like a eternity, but it's not. And we're at the critical point now where we've got to get this communication out there, and we've got to get our act in gear so that our people can plan to be in Morgantown. I just reiterated the block of rooms that we have available through that Holiday Inn that we did Spring Alumni Weekend with. It is open to us. They are holding that room. That hotel is almost sold out right now. And we have 10 rooms blocked. They're going to release the block of rooms that we don't use on September 30th. That is a really generous term for us. They normally don't hold it past the end of August. But since we had the event there in April, I told her I'd like to use it again next April. She was accommodating with this. So the price isn't great, but nowhere in Morgantown for hotels is great. But at least there is a really great hotel within walking distance of the Blue Lot that our folks have. But we've got to get that booked up. We are also looking at finalizing a cost. Patrick Folio and I are going to finish a discussion and have a decision made on the dollar amount that we're going to use. It's not going to be any lower than it was last year, which is $50 per person, but we'll come up with a final figure within the next day or so, and then we'll be releasing the information. The programming is going to be almost identical to what it's been in years past. Friday afternoon, starting at around 3 o'clock, we will have a welcome reception at the Fishbowl where I'm going to give them a call ahead of time and see if there's any way that we could reserve off a table, if they'll do that for us and maybe even cut us a break on some of the pricing. I don't think that's very realistic, but I'm going to call and ask just to make sure that we've got space for ourselves. After that, again, like last year, from six on, everybody's going to kind of be on their own. You know, like in years past, maybe we wind up at Turner's, maybe we don't. But there's nothing going to be formal that evening. The next morning, depending on the start time of the game, we will have our tailgate in the Blue Lot. We are working right now, again, this is behind the scenes detailed stuff that we'll have worked out soon, on whether we're going to have it professionally catered and to what extent and how much it's going to cost. We're looking at ways to reduce our costs so that we're not exceeding our budgeted amount that we have for this game, for this weekend. Either way, we're going to have, I want to say no later than this time next week, we're going to have everything out and announced, and we're going to start our campaign of marketing for this. It's been a huge success in years past. I hope that we have some, you know, good feelings, and we've built up a lot of goodwill. I've already heard that there's a huge group of, and I say huge, it's probably about 10 guys from when I was a young guy in the fraternity that are going to be there. Burko, you might recognize some of the names. Jeff Ashforth, Alan Ashforth, John Gallagher, Jeff Coomer, my big brother. Dan Scully and Zeke are committed. They're coming back in, trying to get Mike Scully. There's a good number of people that have already said they're coming in. So I'm looking forward to having a lot of people, but we just still need to market that and get that going. Anybody have any questions, any suggestions on homecoming? Okay, hearing none, let's move on. I have nothing new to update in terms of the status of the undergraduate chapter, the student chapter. I have traded emails with and had several conversations with Brandon Belote from who heads up the expansion team. He had two proposals for campuses that are on that what they call dance card right before us, but he was getting to it this week. The plan is once he's completed the packet that WVU requires, I'm going to travel to Morgantown for a face-to-face meeting with Dean Ferris and Mike Turner, with Brandon either coming in person or at the very least he'll be on a conference call. So we still don't have any change in status right now, and I'm still not wanting to release that news to the membership until we have a confirmation from the WVU. But I expect it and we'll do it. And again, the reason why I don't want to get it out there right now, and John, I'd ask that you kind of hold off on putting that this piece of information into the minutes. The recording we can't do anything about, but I just don't want it out there in the minutes yet. Once we get that, then we're going to coordinate that fundraising blast that we're going to be doing. I've also spent some time with Craig Winkleman discussing some ways to enhance our fundraising effort in conjunction with this announcement. So there'll be more on that soon. Any questions as it relates to that? Okay, good. Now for the announcement, and this is not good news. It's not bad news. It's just not good news. Very disappointed to learn yesterday that we did not win the Alumni Chapter of the Year for 2017. Personally, I am very disappointed. I am very surprised that we did not win. When you look at the metrics that's used to evaluate alumni chapter, how well they're doing, we exceed everything. We far exceed everything that they require in every single category. That's the term they use, is exceed expectation. So I was disappointed to hear it. And nothing we can do now. They did send us they're going to be sending us, I'll read it to you. Hang on. Let me just get there. I'm sorry, I should have had this. He's very excited to let us know that the Alpharo Alumni Chapter has been selected to receive an Alumni Chapter Excellence in Engagement Award. And this is how it's described. Excellence in engagement alumni chapters are those who regularly exceed or excel beyond the expectations of a group of volunteers. Beyond the fundamentals of alumni engagement, these alumni chapters provide both active, enriching experience on their alumni as well as support to their student chapter and or their community. So yay us, we got an award. So the chapter at North Florida won, and here's the explanation I got. This year, the Alumni Chapter of the Year was awarded to Zeta Zeta Alumni Chapter in North Florida. They had a great year with a successful 30th anniversary, as well as being the title sponsor for the Ability Experience Summer events. So I asked Andrew to send me along their website because I couldn't find it when I did a Google search. And I asked him to see their meeting minutes because I'd love to be able to glean some information on what we're deficient in. Little snarky, but...
So begly.
Well, I mean, I'm not happy. I think we worked hard. I think we did everything better than we did last year. I think we improved on a lot of things that we were getting good at the first year. And I thought it was a real big boost to us and to our membership to win that award. So I'm very disappointed, and I'm using it as motivation. I think we all should use it as motivation, because there's no freaking way we're going to lose that next year. There's no way we're going to win it again. I just think that they didn't want to give it to us 2 years in a row. I think that's the bottom line. They wanted to spread the wealth and make a group of alumni feel good. So that's fine. But I have no intention on letting them give it away to someone else again next year. I'll get over it. I'll feel better in a couple of days, but for now I'm not pleased. All right. That is about all I've got. There's a lot of other stuff that's out there. I sent an email to you guys a couple weeks ago outlining some things that I wanted to make sure got done, and I will be checking on the progress of all of that. I also wanted to let you guys know that I had, and it's a lesson to be learned for not only the Alpha Alumni chapter, but for all of us going forward. I had everything that I've done in the past 15 years for Alpha Rho on an external hard drive. That external hard drive, I didn't realize, could crash. I lost every document that I've done in the past 15 years. So thankfully, some of it is in hard copy. Some of it is archived through attachments that I've sent over the years, but it is, Jason admonished me when it happened, and I will not be making that mistake ever again, and I hope no one else does. As it relates to Alpha Rho, I'll be able to recreate a lot of what I had, which I'm thankful for. There's some things that are just going to be lost, that I'm upset about. Some of the things that I did when I was acting as chapter advisor and some of the processes that I was going to hand off to the next chapter advisor are gone. Some of the, I think some of the cool business planning aspects of it are gone. But from now on, one of the practices that we're going to have as an alumni chapter is anything that's created by, Word document or an Excel spreadsheet or anything is going to be saved on our shared Google drive from now on. There's just no way we can do that. We'll have it redundantly backed up so that something like this can't happen again. I should have known better, but honest to God, I did not know those things. I thought that was the backup. I thought you didn't put it on your own computer hard drive for fear it was going to be lost. And I just one day it just wasn't retrieving it. So there is an outside chance that there could be recovered. I sent it into this lab, the white glove Intel lab. I'm not holding out much hope that it's going to be recoverable, though. And if it is, it's going to cost me about $800 to get it recovered. So I'll let you know. That is about that. Oh, one other thing, just while I'm thinking of it, Turner told me that the transition with the housing corporation in terms of where they are now leasing directly to the SAEs has gone extremely well. And they're making some major improvements to the outside of the property right now. Dyson's actually coordinating a lot of that. The parking lot and some of the structural things where that deck was are being repaired, plus some internal things in the bathrooms inside. So he wanted me to share that with you. And anything else I can't think of, I'll communicate it with you by email. So I'll stop there and throw it open if you guys have any questions or if there's anything you guys are working on that you want John to record in the minutes. Don't all speak up at once.
This is Jordan. In terms of the house, they actually paved North Texas as well.
Oh, really? Holy moly. Sorry. That's a new, that's, they probably haven't done that in 30 years.
They haven't done most of Morgantown in 30 years.
Yeah. I hear you. Well, that's good to know. What else? Bueller?
I'm good.
I know. Do
Tom, it's Jordan again. I had one just idea kind of off the top of my head about fundraising that would tie into improvements at the house and may coordinate well with us moving back in when the time is right. With my Rotary group, we sold sponsorships for American flags around Memorial Day, and it got me thinking about something that we could do to raise some funds for the house along the lines of, you know, everybody's been to an alumni association an area that's got brick pavers that you pay money and you get your name engraved on the brick and the brick becomes, you know, part of the building. As we do some of these improvements, would it be possible to look into, you know, putting new brick in the front staircase going into the house, selling those bricks to alumni for a obviously considerably marked up price, and they become, their names then become part of the physical being of the house, not just the ghosts in the rafters kind of thing. So just an idea, you know, something that we could kick around in the upcoming meetings and maybe something to think about.
No, I love it. I think that's a great idea. I think it's a fabulous idea. I can coordinate that with Mike now. I think that's probably something we should, since he's doing some of these projects, if you could shoot me an email with that idea, or just email Turner with that idea yourself and just copy me on it, then we'd be good. That's a great idea. I love it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Anyone else?
Why?
Okay. Next, one other thing that we're going to try to do, just so you know, Patrick had a good idea, Folio. If there's a way that we can put the meetings on like an Outlook calendar for you, would that be helpful? I know that for myself, I live off of Outlook calendar reminders. So I want to do something like that, that it pops up for everybody, you know, a day or two in advance. You know, where we're reminded about that. I'm going to talk to Jason about it. If there's anyone, we can figure out opt-outs and things like that, if that works out better, but we'll start doing that. Our next meeting is scheduled for, I don't have it right in front of me.
August 15th.
Thank you very much. August 16th. If anybody has anything in the meantime, give me a call, email. Otherwise, we're done. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
By Patrick Folio. Any objections? Okay, we're all done. Thank you guys very much for joining. Enjoy your balmy summer months.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Yeah.